The reading is from the second letter to the Corinthians, and it's chapter 4, verses 1 to 10. And as Tom said, it's upon the screens. Therefore, since through God's mercy we have this ministry, we do not lose heart. Rather, we have renounced secret and shameful ways. We do not use deception, nor do we distort the word of God. On the contrary, by setting forth the truth plainly, we commend ourselves to everyone's conscience in the sight of God. And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel that displays the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For what we preach is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Christ. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are hard-pressed on every side, but we are not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body.
Thanks, Janet. So there's Lily with Lance and Helen, and there is Harry, of course, with Emma and Andrew. And it's going to be approaching pretty fast their act of baptism. But this reading is quite helpful to understand what baptism is actually all about. I'm not going to preach for half an hour, just for a few minutes to reflect on that reading, which is pretty much about receiving the light of Christ. But what is light? We could talk about our own experiences about light, because we live in light every single day. There is the natural light, of course, of the sun and the moon's reflection of that at night time. And there are also the invisible lights that go on around us, like X-rays and gamma rays and things like that. But there is also the imitation light, which when the sun goes down, we press buttons and other lights come on. So light is a very important part of life. And when I was reading up about what light is, actually, although we've seen it in all sorts of extraordinary ways, perhaps from the northern lights to seeing lights being caught up in a pile of dust, or maybe in the sky through reflections in the rainbow, there's not much known about light. You know, it's one of the quickest particles we know in life. It whizzes around, vacuums of space, about 186,000 miles an hour. I couldn't really work out what 186,000 miles, a second, not an hour, a second is. It's way beyond my comprehension. But apparently, the light at that speed, I've got some notes here, not just thinking it from the depth of my heart, can circle the world 8 times in a second at that speed. That's how fast light is. And it comes in all sorts of extraordinary proportions as part of our life. And yet we take life for granted, or light for granted, every single day of our life. It's just there. We expect it to be there. Even at night time, we expect to press a button and the light comes on. But it seems to me there are 3 important principles about light. The first one is that it reveals. That's probably the most obvious one. And it gets dark, when you're trying to read something, you put the light on and it reveals words or whatever we are looking at. If we look into a window, a light reveals what's in that room, and so on and so on. But light also measures. It's one of the oldest forms of measuring. Even today, we look at a straight piece of wood by lining it up or measuring it up with a ray of light. But light also energizes. We know pretty much a lot about photosynthesis and stuff. So it provides for us a way of living, of sustenance and provisions to keep us alive. And it energizes us through then what we eat and stuff like that. And so when Paul writes to the church in Corinth about Jesus, he says to the people in the early church that God said, "Let light shine out of darkness." And it reminds you that in the very beginning, when there was nothing, God said, "Let there be light." So God made light for us. But he also gave us light through Jesus, who is the light of the world. So Paul says, God made this light to shine in our hearts, to give us the light of the knowledge of God's glory, displayed in the face of Jesus Christ, his face illumined in the glory of God. And so for us, the natural light in those three principles can also be the same in the spiritual light of Jesus, in which through Jesus, he reveals to us who the Father is in heaven. Otherwise, we'd be walking around trying to find other lights that aren't really the light of God. Just as the church in these early days found itself in, well, lots of the people had followed other ways other than the path that God had led the Jewish people. And so they got lost following false lights, just like a moth does sometimes around the landing light. It thinks it's a one true source of light. Well, actually, it's not. The true light, of course, is the reflection on the moon's surface, which the moths are directed by, not the light in the landing. And so the people were lost following these alternative imitations of light. And Jesus said, "No, I am the true light, and I am the true way in finding the Father." So light reveals. But spiritual light also is able to measure. It helps to measure our lives through God's purpose and example. This week has also been a special time for two people celebrating their anniversary of married life together, in John and Joanne. Is it 50 years you've been married for now? 70. It just feels like that. It just feels like so many years. But I don't think that they would have survived all those years without having the measure of light in their lives. And I know what's helped John and Joanne in my time here in this church is that their love for each other hasn't been in the measure of human love. The thing about human love is that if, I don't know, maybe Andrew woke up on the wrong side of the bed in the morning and got up and was grumpy for the rest of the day, how would Emma feel about that? And Andrew might feel, "Well, I've had a really, really long..." Does this ring bells, Emma? You're thinking, yeah, being through that before. Then how far does Andrew's love go? Well, if he's grumpy and he's tired, he's only going to love as much as he feels he can do. That is Andrew's measure of love. But God says, "No. When I love you, you can be grumpy, you can be the worst person in the world, but I'll love you unconditionally, however or wherever you are." And so Joanne and John have learned to love each other through God's love. There must have been times when they felt exhausted with each other through life, but God has pushed them on unconditionally. How often do we forgive one another? What if Helen went out one day and came back with another pair of shoes and couldn't fit into the cupboard, and poor Lance had to have his clothes and shoes all over the bedroom floor? Has Lance got it in him to forgive Helen for buying another pair of shoes? But God teaches us through the Bible, when his disciples asked, how many times should we forgive? A few times? Several times? No, says Jesus. That times that, over and over again, you must learn to forgive. Because if you can't forgive, you can't love. And so the light of Christ is a measure of how we can love one another by the way he loved the world. And last of all, light and the spiritual light, it energizes. When God sent Jesus into the world as his love and light, he sent it to bring us new life. And that's what we celebrate at the time of baptism, in which Harry and Lily will be taking their first steps into the light of Christ. And it's up to their parents and their godparents to have a responsibility of raising them up in that light and in that love. And they too will need to learn the measures of God's love each and every day. And that's where we come into it as a family and friends. So as we come to our time of baptism, this is what it's all about, as they receive the light of Christ.